Hi there and welcome. I'm Rabbi Nachum Meth with the Las Vegas Kollel. In Klal Aleph, the first section, the Chafetz Chaim teaches us that the prohibition against speaking Lashon Hara even applies when we're in situations of tremendous pressure. Even when authority figures are demanding that we speak Lashon Hara, provided that it's for no halachic toeles, for no halachic purpose, it's going to be prohibited, even though we feel tremendous pressure from an authority figure. Chafetz Chaim in his footnotes gives the classic example of Lashon Hara, one of the greatest villains in the history of the Jewish people. There's a fellow named Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg, when King David was on the run, when he was fleeing from Shaul, when Shaul was trying to pursue King David, Shaul asked all his advisors and all of his people, does anyone know where David is? And of course, David had been in the city of Nov, and the city of Nov had protected David and had given him safe haven. And it was Doeg, this villain of Jewish history, he tells Shaul that it was the city of Nov that had protected King David. Of course, we know that Shaul goes and in his anger and rage, he kills the entire city of Nov. It's considered a tremendous tragedy, a real catastrophe in Jewish history. And our sages blame Doeg for being a Baal Lashon Hara, for speaking Lashon Hara and telling Shaul what the people of the city of Nov had done. And the Chafetz Chaim in his footnotes points out, he says, think about it. King Shaul was an authority figure. He had a lot of power and a very influential person. And when he asks everyone, hey, does anyone know where is King David? Where is David HaMelech? Who's been protecting him? Doeg, no doubt, felt tremendous pressure from the authority, from the king. And our sages yet blame Doeg for being a Baal Lashon Hara, for speaking negatively, for gossiping about the city of Nov, for telling King Shaul that the city of Nov had been protecting David. And Doeg is considered this Baal Lashon Hara. He's a classic example of someone who speaks Lashon Hara, even though he was facing tremendous pressure. And the Chafetz Chaim uses this to highlight that when it comes to Lashon Hara, it's prohibited even in the face of pressure from authority figures. Now, it's worth pointing out, oftentimes we're that authority figure. Oftentimes we are seeking information, Lashon Hara, negative information, from our children. Or, let's say if we're a rabbi or an educator, maybe it's from our congregants, from our students, we want negative information about some other child in the classroom, another one of our children. We want to know what happened. Oftentimes, it indeed is litoeles. We need that information because I'm an authority figure, I'm a parent, I'm a teacher, I'm a rabbi, and I need to know what's going on in the classroom, I need to know what's going on with my other children. Oftentimes, it is litoeles, but we need to make sure that even in those situations, when we're seeking negative information about other people, and we're demanding it from our child, a congregant, a student in my classroom, we need to communicate to them and tell them that, hey, when we're seeking this negative information about some other person, it's not because we are just gossips and we want to hear the negative information. It's our duty and obligation to make sure that those, our children, our students, our congregants, understand that if we're seeking that information, it's because it's litoeles, it's for a halachically constructive purpose. Oftentimes, we're those authority figures, and we need to make sure that, God forbid, that we're not pressuring people to speak Lashon Hara, and when we are in a scenario of toeles, when we are in a scenario when we're asking and seeking information about others, and it is for a constructive purpose, it's our job and our duty to make sure that when we're asking others to tell us negative information about other people, we communicate clearly that we need this information for a halachically permissible and constructive purpose.